ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. I'm so excited about this time of the year. I like that song. It's the most beautiful time of the year. It really is. It's the Christmas holidays, and I just enjoy it. Do me a favor. Never say happy holidays. It's a good song, happy holidays, but Merry Christmas is so much better. I want to talk about this statement, and it's such a blessing. Jesus, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, you know, we see this a lot of time on T-shirts or sweatshirts and stuff. Jesus is the reason for the season. Really, that is a true statement. And if you notice something, people are happier around Christmas time. You go walking in the mall, they're smiling. They may be shopping, and it's chaotic. I know how that is, you know. But, I mean, it's just something about it. You know what it is? It's Christ. They may not realize it, but Christ is on their mind because that's the reason why we have that season. Let me give you one of the greatest scriptures ever penned by God Almighty, St. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I have to tell you something. I couldn't do that. I couldn't give up my daughter for people that would curse God and spit on him. But God loved you. And that's why he gave Jesus. Let me read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. He didn't say would not. He said should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't you want to live long? Well, you know what? You got Christ in your heart. You'll live for eternity. Maybe not in this body, but you know what? If the people that are in the grave, they're coming out. God ain't going to leave the body on the planet. He's going to give you a new body. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing of God? What a gift that just keeps on giving. Here's another one. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or neither shadow of turning. Why is not shadows around God? Shadow is darkness. God is light. You know, I like that little song, turn on your heart light. Yeah, because when people speak from the heart, it's a wonderful thing. It's such a blessing of the Lord, the gift that gives on giving. You know, God has blessed us so much. And I've been telling people lately, and I've always used the word blessing. And I believe in it greatly because it's a phenomenal word. But I said, Lord, I need something bigger to describe what you have done for me all these years. And I use the word overwhelm. Now, you've heard me say that before. He has overwhelmed me spiritually, physically, financially. Watch this. I have to watch what I say on the financial realm because he gives it to me. Do you know in 48 years right now, and soon we're going to be 49, this ministry has never had a financial deficit. That's unheard of. Why? Because he's the gift that keeps on giving. Yes, he uses partners like you to support this ministry. And let me tell you something. If you're not a partner, you ought to become one, because 100% of what you give goes in that world evangelism. I've been saying it on our broadcast television. You send me $20, the whole $20 goes in world evangelism. You send me $200,000. I've had people do that. I've had people send me $1 million. One person sent me $2 million. I'm not lying. 100%. Went in the world evangelism. Why? It's your seed. You want to touch the world. That's this Jesus, the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm excited about it. Plus the hundredfold anointing is on my life. I mean, you talk to some of the preachers that are ordained with me, they'll tell you, since I became ordained with Brother Jesse, so I hang with him, man. I mean, God has been blessing us. I mean, beyond our wildest dreams. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you, God will do that. But you don't ever fall in love with money, because it will hurt you then. You fall in love with God because he's the gift that keeps on giving. Merry Christmas to each and every person. We're going to be saying it all the way through Christmas Day, Lord. And then, you know, we're going to even celebrate that song on the first day of Christmas. I found out, and I had a girl from Europe that works for me. And I just thought, you know, one day of Christmas Day, and that's it. No, that's the first day of Christmas. They celebrate Christmas in Europe 12 days, including Christmas Day. And I thought, well, if they can do that, I'm going to do it too, because it's too short to be one day. Remember about Jesus. If you don't know him, accept him today, because he's the gift that just keeps on giving. Until next week, Merry Christmas. God bless. Bye-bye.